Learn about history in a museum itinerary. The Civic Museum of Jamona. The works collected in the Civic Museum of Jamona come mainly from the churches of the Blessed Virgin of Graces and St. John, owned by the municipality and destroyed in 1976 from the Fantoni Baldissera collection and from recent acquisitions. About the 15th and 16th centuries, you will find works by sculptors, carvers, and painters from Veneto and Friuli, Cima da Conegliano, Pellegrino da San Daniele, Palma the Younger, Pomponio Malteo, together with some valuable works from beyond the Alps. The art of the following centuries is witnessed by paintings of Italian artists, including Marcantonio Franceschini, and by paintings bought in the Habsburg Empire by the painter Luigi Fantoni, attributable to artists such as Kremser Schmidt, Volker, Erler, and Spiegler, and to Rubens and Van Dyck. The most recent artistic experiences are represented by works of painters from Jamona, who, in the 19th-20th century, succeeded in establishing themselves beyond the local sphere as Fantoni himself, Giacomo Brollo, Giuseppe Barazzutti, and Francesco Bierti. Also present were some design drawings by Raimondo da Ronco, protagonist of liberty architecture in Italy and at the court of the Turkish Sultan in Istanbul. Fragments of Memory. Nearby the Civic Museum, there is the permanent exhibition 1976 Frammenti di Memoria, literally Fragments of Memory, which collects the terrible images of the earthquake in Jamona from the day after the 6th of May 1976 to the entire period of the so-called emergency. There, you will realize the violence of the earthquake, the dismay and pain of the people, but also see the first steps towards the reconstruction that often allowed the punctual rebirth of entire city sections. A section of the exhibition is dedicated to the personalities who visited the city during these years of tears and hopes, including Giorgio Napolitano, President of the Italian Republic, who was awarded honorary citizenship in 2012. Museo della Pieve, Treasure of the Cathedral. Housed in a 14th century building, the works of the museum come from the cathedral and from the numerous churches of Jamona, one of the most ancient parish churches of the Patriarchate of Aquileia. The sculpture works, you will find works by Venetian and local artists from the 13th to the 17th century, and in the painting section, which starts with fragments of detached 12th and 13th century frescoes, you can discover amazing paintings that recall Botticelli's production and works by Pordenone. You can also discover the local painters, Giuseppe Barazzutti and Fred Pittino, to name a few, who decorated churches and chapels in Jamona and Friuli. In the mid-14th century, from the Friary of the Saint of Padua, Jamona acquired the liturgical choirs abandoned by the Antonian Basilica. They were antiphonaries and graduals from the second half of the 13th century, now considered particularly important for the history of Paduan miniature. But it is the collection of goldsmiths that charms its visitors and includes works from the 14th century, to reliquaries with crystal cup with glided silver foot and shaft, and leaves you enchanted by the works from the workshop of Niccolò Lionello, like Peace with the Coronation of the Virgin, the knot, and the figures of a processional cross, which leaves in Jamona in 1434 its masterpiece, a gilded silver monstrous among the most beautiful of Italian Gothic jewelry. To the following centuries belong crosses, chalices, ciboriums, thuribles, monstrances of Venetian and Friulian goldsmiths, and finally, the cup-shaped chalice donated to the cathedral by Pope John Paul II on a visit to Jamona on 3 May 1992. Museum of the Land. Organized to the smallest detail by the curator Giuliano Mainardis, the permanent exhibition Forests, Man, Economy in Friuli Venezia Giulia is the first step in an itinerary that aims at establishing in Venzone a museum of the land of Friuli. The exhibition offers you a rich journey that goes from the history of forests and plant ecosystems to the types of forest and its fauna to end with the functions and uses of the forest heritage. Terremotus. If you want to fully understand what happened in Venzone and in Friuli in 1976, you can enter Palazzo Orniani Martina in Venzone and visit the Terremotus exhibition. History of an earthquake and its people. Documents, images, sounds, and voices tell you the history. From the sinister scream of the earth shaken by a violence which destroyed everything in that dawn of death, to first aid, to the endless rubble. And then the pain and also the anger, the generosity of the volunteers, the Italian and foreign soldiers, the 100 funerals, the tears of people. You'll see, even amid protests and disputes, life in the 10 cities and the first restoration works of what seems to be salvageable. But hope fails with the new shocks of September, and you'll see the exodus on the beaches of the Upper Adriatic. Then, the rubble evictions, the assembly of temporary dwellings, the studies and reflections on the reconstruction methods, the works of art saved and still to be saved. The reconstruction machine, set in motion by the state and the region, entrusts the direction to the mayors of the affected municipalities. A decision which favors popular adhesion to the project of rebirth, shared also by the Friulian Church. In the affected area arise the sites that in less than a quarter of a century since 1976, thanks to state and international funding, will deliver to the future rebuilt cities, towns and villages. At the same time, you will see the productive activities and the basic infrastructures of the territory raise again. You will also witness the birth of the long-awaited Friulian University. And after expressing, if it seems appropriate to you, your comment in the Hall of Memory and Documents, you can see recreated the beginning of the sad and great history with the impressive reproduction of the collapses of St. Andrew Cathedral. Historical Archive of the Magnificent Community. Gemona achieved the municipal autonomy in the year 1180. Being one of the first cities of the Patria del Friuli to benefit from the new system. Unfortunately, documents from this first phase are completely missing, to the point that historians think that they were lost during the earthquake of 1348. Since the series of sharecropper notebooks begins with the year 1349 and continues until 1797 when the Napoleonic armies arrive in Friuli. The archive also contains the deliberations of the Gemona Land Councils from 1364 to 1834, the new edition of the Municipal Statutes of 1381, the documentation of the Niederlech, unloading, the privilege assigned to Gemona which made it necessary to deposit the goods in transit for a night in the municipal loggia and to recharge them the next day after the payment of a small duty on carriages adapted to the following routes. Among the other documents stand out those on the administration of justice, on health and on wars, and the notebooks of the Camerari, municipal officials of the Pieve, and San Michele Hospital, starting from 1327. This heritage makes the archive one of the most important in Friuli, not only because of the administrative notes, but because it allows us to see, as in the cinema, the overall life of Gemona and its people, the events of both the small and the great history, artistic expressions, customs, language, and culture. Documents are written in Latin or in Friulian until the 15th and 16th centuries, then in the Tosco-Veneto of the Serenissima. It is precisely the use of Friulian that makes this collection even more interesting for the local culture, highlighted by the publication of documents in the Friulian language in the series Friulian Origins Documents of Forum, publisher of the University of Friuli. Historical Archives of the Parish Church of Santa Maria of Gemona. The historical archives of the parish church of Santa Maria of Gemona contains various documents from the 13th to the 19th centuries. Often these are wills or contracts with legacies in favor of the cathedral or the city churches. But at other times, there are bulls of popes, patriarchs, doges, or lieutenants related both to general questions and to specific events of the parish church and the local clergy. The archives also house the books of the early registry office of the parish church, which opens with the register of baptisms from 1379 to 1403. This is the oldest baptismal register known to the world. Each certificate provides the name of the baptized, that of the father and the Baptist priest, the names of the godparents, two males and one female, and the date. Almost always, the name of the mother is missing, however known in a community of 3,000 people or so, but the information is particularly valuable for those who study the history of the civil community, families and social relations, or want to deepen the historical demography and onomastics of those times.